Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's check in with Jillian Ferguson, who has some farmers market news that we all could use.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. I'm reporting this week from the LA River Farmers Market at LA State Historic Park in Chinatown. And I'm here because I recently learned something that blew my mind. Did you know that you can shop online for farmers market produce and have it delivered to your door? This amazing service called Eat was launched by Food Access Los Angeles, formerly known as CLA, and it's currently in place at 5 of their farmers markets. I'm here with the program's manager, Isabel Thottam, and director of operations, Elizabeth Bowman, to find out more. Hi, you two.
Hi.
Why was it important to launch an online ordering platform for farmers markets?
Farmers markets are pop-up. They're temporary in nature. So, you know, if you're working during the time of a farmers market, you're going to church, you don't have transportation to the farmers market, you're homebound. You know, those are all people that we're not able to reach, that are not able to come to our farmers markets. And so we wanted to make sure that the farmers markets are truly accessible to everyone, which is inherent to Food Access LA's mission.
And tell us which markets are participating in the program right now.
Yeah, so right now you can order online from 5 of our farmers markets. So on Wednesday, there's the Compton College Farmers Market. On Thursday is the LA River Farmers Market. And then Saturday is Crenshaw. And then on Sunday, you can order from both the Hollywood Farmers Market and the Atwater Village Farmers Market.
And how does it work? Do you need to order in advance?
Yeah, so you do have to order 2 days before the market closes. The reason for that is because our farmers and vendors asked us for that 2-day minimum, mainly because this is something I think many people maybe don't know about the farmers markets, but farmers tend to pick their produce or their crop like the morning on their way to coming to the market or maybe the day before. So the reason for that 2-day cutoff is just to make it easier on the farmer.
What's amazing to me about this, too, is this is not like the Instacart model where there's a middleman who is going and picking your berries for you. The farmer is actually picking your berries and packing them to order, right?
Yeah.
We felt like that was very important to emphasize, too, because, you know, some of the response to this is like, well, don't get between me and my farmer. Don't get between me and my farmer's market. Like, this is an important sort of ritual that I have in my life and in my week. And that's not what we're trying to do at all. We're trying to facilitate that access on maybe a day when you can't make it to the market because you're traveling. And also making sure that that sort of quality control of the farmer or the food vendor being the primary sort of handler of your produce is consistent.
How many of your farmers are participating? Is everyone who comes to the market a participant?
Not everyone yet. I would say there's about 20 farmers on E. The rest of that, there's about 60 vendors in total. So there's a lot of food vendors and a lot of farmers. So there's a good mix of people.
And who's your partner for delivery and what is the radius in which they're willing to deliver?
Yeah, so we work with a local delivery service. It's called All-in-One Deliveries. All-in-One Deliveries is willing to go up to 20 miles from any of the farmers markets. I think it's really cool because you could probably essentially try all of our different markets. Most people are probably within that 20-mile delivery range. So, you know, one day if you want to try the Compton College Farmers Market, you could get delivery from there. You could get delivery from Crenshaw, get delivery from the Atwater Market if you normally go to Hollywood. So I think it could be a really fun way to try all the different farmers markets.
As well as delivery, people can also come and pick up here at the market, right? How does that part of the process work?
Yeah, so I think what's nice about the pickup option is, especially at Hollywood, there tend to be some vendors who have really long lines. So Bub and Grandma's, they might sell out, you know, or JG Berry's tends to have a really long line too. Ari's Gourmet Foods also, and we're actually right next to Ari's booth at Hollywood. And so I think the pickup option is great if you kind of just want to like cut down on your shopping, you know, to save you some time. If you're kind of in a hurry, you want to make sure like you really need the bread for something. Like that's a great way to just pre-order it. And then instead of going to those vendors and standing in their line, you actually come to our booth.
We should also mention that the only way EBT customers can utilize the platform right now is through pickup. And I want to emphasize that this is because of regulatory barriers for online SNAP processing that prevent prevent us from being able to accept EBT for online orders. So right now, the workaround is EBT customers can place an order online and then pay with their EBT card at the market. And all of the market match programs that we have that double EBT dollars are applied automatically. And so we're happy to offer that workaround, but we really don't feel like the mission of the organization or the mission of this project is complete until we're able to fully serve EBT customers with the delivery option and online processing.
Well, congrats on the launch. I hope people all over the city embrace EAT. It's wonderful to have a new way to support local farmers. Thank you.
Thank you, Jillian. Yeah,
thank you.
That was Isabel Thottam and Elizabeth Bowman of Food Access Los Angeles. We've been talking about the new online ordering platform for farmers markets. I want to turn now to one of the farmers who's participating in the EAT program. Rick Dominguez of Rick's Produce is here with us. Rick is a vendor at the LA River Farmers Market on Thursday afternoons. You might have seen him on Sunday in Hollywood. And Rick, I have known your name for years, but it's wonderful to finally meet you in person.
Likewise.
So tell us a little bit about your farm. Where is it and what do you grow?
Well, my farm is actually in Fallbrook in San Diego County, and we specialize in citrus and avocados. That's our main bread and butter.
So you didn't start out a farmer. What made you shift careers and decide to devote your life to tending crops?
Well, it's one of those stories where life changes stories. I used to be in real estate when right after I graduated high school. When the market crashed in 2007, that's when I started selling at farmers markets. I lost my job and I needed something to, you know, maintain my home. So I went into helping a friend, a farmer in Fallbrook, and I started with avocados and citrus, and I loved it. I loved that, obviously, being out here, you know, meeting different people every day. The beauty about produce, you know, fruits and vegetables and eating, connecting people with food, and you never know who you're going to meet at a farmer's market, you know, and I've met so many people, all my network of friends and people I know as of now, mostly are from farmers markets.
Perhaps it's because you didn't start your career in farming. You seem very open to alternative ways of getting your produce out there. You're the only farmer that I know of who actually has a storefront. You have one on Virgil. And now you're one of the early adopters of this online ordering system. How is that going?
You know what? I've always say that agriculture has so many avenues. You know, it's food. You know, who doesn't like food? So a lot of this technology started during COVID, you know, and I think that from there, from the COVID era, so many platforms open. But this particular one, Eats, it's very close to us. Why? Because it's here in the farmer's market. You know, it's basically the whole store is the whole farmer's market is there for people that can't make it to the farmer's market. So it opens the doors to, you know, anybody now.
So if someone's ordering from EAT for this next week, what should they order from Rick's Produce?
Well, definitely avocados. Avocados, Hass avocados are in, blood oranges are in, and Meyer lemon. I always recommend the seasonal items, like very seasonal. There's some items are very small windows during the year, and those are the things that I like to offer. Even here, when people come and, hey, like, what's good? Oh, cara oranges or blood oranges, whatever. I know that it's not going to be in season for 6 months because it's not just about, you know, buying and produce and comparing from grocery. Yeah, there's more than that. You know, there's about the education, the offering, what you're eating, the connection, you know, like I said, connecting people with food.
Well, Rick, it is such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you so much. And great to meet you.
That was Rick Dominguez of Rick's Produce in Fallbrook. You can catch him every week at the Torrance, the LA River, the Silver Lake, and the Hollywood Farmers Market. You can also find him on EAT. Try it out. Just remember to place your order 2 days in advance of the market. We'll have a link at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
Food Access LA is offering all Good Food listeners $15 off of their first EAT order. This offer is valid through the end of February and can be redeemed for pickup or delivery from any of the 5 Food Access Los Angeles farmers markets. They are Compton College, LA River, Crenshaw, the Hollywood Market, and Atwater. Head to orderoneat.org and type in the promo code GOODFOOD in all caps at checkout. That's orderoneat.org.